Let me ask you first, what has not been addressed in past efforts, or what is going to be different about your bills than what's been proposed in recent sessions?
Well, as far as what's been proposed, there are some items in there that have been proposed before, but I think that it's time that they get some traction. I mean, for instance, campaign contribution limits, a ban on lobbyist gifts, closing the revolving door between, legislators and lobbyists, legislators just quitting or leaving office and becoming lobbyists the next day. Items like that. There's some new stuff in there. For instance, a prohibition on legislators soliciting lobbyists for jobs for after they leave their position as legislators. And then there's an additional bill that I filed that I also filed last year, but was not able to get a hearing on. But I'm hoping that there's a little bit more attention paid to it now that that 60 Minutes did their report on Congress and some potential conflicts with stock trades, which is just something that requires folks to, attest that they haven't used any non-public information to make investments in publicly traded companies. But it also requires more people within state government who have access to that kind of information to file personal financial disclosure statements.
Now, do you try and approach these issues any differently than in past sessions in hopes of getting them more traction?
No, I mean, this is something. It's a hill that I run up every session. With varied levels of success. Some, in 2010 we passed some bipartisan legislation. In 2011 we weren't as successful. I'm hoping that in 2012 we will be. But to me, it's just an incredibly important issue, and it's not something that I'm ever going to be willing to throw up my hands and say, "Oh, we're finished on this," or "Oh, we didn't get enough done, so let's quit." I mean, it's. Government running in a sound way creates more sound policies, and that's just something that we, you play till the whistle blows.
And every session presents its unique challenges, but certainly this year, with the fact that it's election year, you've got the double booking of so many lawmakers. So what do you expect dealing with this issue going into this session?
Well, 2010 was an election year, and that's when we passed bipartisan ethics reform, and I worked with former Republican Representative Tim Pluke, and that was an election year, and we were able to pass it then. So, in terms of, other issues that might get in the way, I mean, to me, every year this is one of the most important issues out there. I don't view ethics reform as one issue among many other issues. I view ethics reform as sort of an umbrella issue that affects how every other issue comes out.
Has the Senate filed anything yet?
I have not seen anything filed in the Senate, but it's possible that something has been filed. But I've heard that, Senator Crowell may file something on campaign limits, but I haven't looked to see if they've filed anything yet.
Do you expect the bill to get some attention early on?
I'm hopeful that it will. I mean, when we passed the bipartisan ethics bill in 2010, the leadership in the majority party, the Republican leadership, said very publicly that they would work with me to continue this fight and that they wouldn't view this as having, completed our work on the issue. And I certainly don't view our work as anything close to completed. And so I'm hopeful. And, ask me again in a few weeks.
It seems like even though this is an issue that is visited every year in some shape, way, shape, or form, I say every year, but in recent years, it still seems like one that if you're going to get it through the process, it seems like one that needs to start early in the session to have any hope of getting through all the way to the governor. Is that, do you think so?
I think that's true. In 2010, when we were successful, we filed it in December. And then we got legislation actually passed and sent to the governor's desk on the last day of the legislative session. So I would agree with that. This is one of those areas where legislators have to be forced by outside pressure from voters to do what's right. I mean, that's just the fact of the matter, right? I mean, it's very difficult to get politicians to increase the standards of behavior for themselves, to make tighter standards. And so, there are many issues out there where there is a natural constituency or interest group that will push that issue because they have something to gain from it. There's no such thing as big ethics. There's no interest group out there that you can count on the entire session to be on your side. What you can count on, hopefully, is folks in the media paying some attention to it, is like you are, and then voters contacting their legislators and letting them know that it's important to them. And so that's why it does take a long time. It always takes a long time for legislators sometimes to do the right thing, because sometimes they've got to exhaust every other option first. it's absolutely important that we start early on it.
All right. And I'm going to ask you to be a little bit redundant here, but for my sake, when I go back and look at this bill, I want to make sure that what jumps out at me is what you see as the high points of this bill. Would you highlight those for me?
Sure. Campaign contribution limits, closing the revolving door that allows legislators to become lobbyists as soon as they leave office, and banning gifts from lobbyists to legislators. This practice of people having so many meals and concert tickets and all these things paid for by lobbyists. And then in addition to that, there are several other provisions, but one of the other provisions in another bill is the one that makes it so that it creates more transparency for folks, whether legislators or otherwise, who have access to more non-public information about publicly traded companies, to make sure that people aren't using that information in a way that the rest of that regular Missourians don't have access to that information.
Now, aside from just making that process transparent, does it take steps to make sure that that isn't misused, that information wouldn't be misused?
It requires folks to attest on their personal financial disclosure that they have to file every year that they have not misused information like that. And of course, there are penalties already in place if you were to say something false on that statement.